Good morning. Wait, this isn't fair. I'm standing up here, and all of you get to sit down and watch me. And what's this? One glass of water. And I'm not the only one speaking. Somebody else speaking longer than me. Don't I get a glass too? And I don't like wires on mics. Why do I have to use a mic with a wire? Other churches do it wirelessly, don't they? My title today is A Christian's View of What Seems Fair. And yeah, are you starting to wonder if maybe I won't be able to share God's word with you? I don't sound very inspired by Christ, do I? Well, hopefully he can use even me, and I want to, first I'll read a quote by A.W. Tozer from his book, This World, Playground or Battleground. And then I want to look at love and our duty to love, and how that plays into all of this. And then lastly, look at Jesus' example to us and see what he thought about fairness and how he lived that out. I'm not going to be sharing for 30 minutes, so don't wait 20 minutes and then think you're going to catch the last closing comments and take some meat home. If you're a daydreamer, you better stop or you won't get anything out of it. So, A.W. Tozer's quote says, "The man who refers to one or another act as being unfair to him is not a victorious man. He is inwardly defeated, and in self-defense, he is appealing to the referee to note that he has been fouled." That's quite a statement. If we're trying to tell other people that things are unfair to us, well, just what are we basing that off of? And how much does it really matter in a Christian's life if he's being treated ethically? In 1 Corinthians 13:5, it tells us, "Charity seeketh not her own." Moving on to love and how that plays out. Jesus says in John 13, verses 34 to 35, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So, love seeks not our own, but we're going to be known by our love for each other. And yet, we tend to claim that this is unfair or that is unfair. It sounds like seeking our own selves, which is not going to display the mind of Christ. I want to read Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 15. Matthew 20, 1 to 15. It's a parable of the landowner hiring laborers. "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good men of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. And he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that is that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? We don't all need to be treated equally to have joy in Christ. God is giving each one of us more than a fair chance. And we want to look at this world too often and think about how our chance compares to somebody else's, but in the kingdom of God, we all have more than a fair chance. And God is giving us mercy that we don't deserve. I tend to think sometimes things would be a bit nicer if they played out a little more fairly, that we never would have to get too short of an end of the stick. But a Christian's joy is not supposed to be in the things that he possesses on this earth, but in his relationship with his Lord and Savior. Matthew 10:39 reads, He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. I'm going to read Matthew 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. We are blessed, it tells us, when we're persecuted. God is still blessing us. We're to rejoice. We're to have the end goal in sight, not to be looking at what's tough now. And as the last point, I want to look at Jesus and just think about how if anybody was treated unfairly, it was him. People spit on him, mocked him, put him up on a cross to die. And he had only done any of them good. He had only done God's will and sought the best for mankind. Then he did die. He gave his life freely so that we could be forgiven. In closing, ponder this thought. We're to be followers of Christ, and he gave us that example to do something, whether he deserved it or not, he did the will of God. Whether it meant he always got treated ethically, he did the will of God, and he rejoiced in it. We should be praying, Father, forgive them. They really need you right now when we're being treated in an unethical way. Lord, help them. Help them to see you and show yourself to them because they really need you. That's what I had to share.